The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, today is the 110th International Women's Day, a day where we celebrate women's achievements and raise awareness around gender equality. To talk about all of this, I'm joined now by Mary O'Rourke. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Long time no talk.
Indeed, and it's great to talk to you. Mary, you had to carve your way through politics at a time when women were unusual in politics, it has to be said. So was it tough?
Yes, looking back, I did have to carve it. But at the time, it didn't strike me at all that it was any way unusual. That sounds odd, but no, it wasn't. You see, I think it is because of the process. Everyone who is elected, man or woman, has to go through the one process. They've got to go and ask for votes and ensure that they get enough to get through. So when I got into Dáil Éireann, to me, the men and women were the same because they had come there the same way. There was nothing exceptional about how a woman got there or how a man got there. So I suppose that gave a sense of equality to the arrangement.
Yeah, but the point was getting the nomination from the party to run in the first place. Now, you had a political heritage in your family, so they would say, oh, they're very good at getting votes. The Lenihans and now the O'Rourkes, they'd be very good at getting votes, so we'll give her the nod. If you were a beginner, though, in politics without that kind of heritage, do you think you would have got the nod?
No, but you see, I didn't get the nod. I went three times to the convention, which that time was a huge, big event. I went three times, and three times the designated electors at the convention turned me down. And I kept saying, oh, please select me and I'll get a seat. But they kept plumping for a very reliable run-of-the-mill guy. So I didn't just get it automatically. Oh, no, Pat, I did not. Mm. I went three times. I was lucky. It was that period when there was a general election every 6 months, if you remember. And so I was caught up in that time. And the third time, I got selected and I ran and I got in. Yeah.
Now, the thing about it was, though, that you said they would pick a run-of-the-mill male candidate. And was there, do you believe, a very overt sexism at the time? But, she won't be there half the time. She'd be looking after the kids and she, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Did that attitude prevail at the time?
Well, no, I don't think it did, honestly, Pat. But they had been used to this man going, and he was very reliable, very likable, and I suppose they thought they'd keep with him, and that they weren't somehow willing to put their toe in the water with this strange female. Well, it wasn't strange, but this female. But anyway, that all ended up okay because they did pick me eventually and I did get elected and I loved it. Oh, yeah. I can still remember on this International Women's Day the excitement I got at having been, and I've never got over that, the excitement and the honour of having been selected by the people at large, the Vox Populi.
Now, do you see the point in International Women's Day?
I do, yes, I do. I think it's a very important day for women. And interestingly, I thought you would be my first caller on International Women's Day. But last Saturday, a large firm here in Athlone called Medtronic, they make surgical instruments. They're in Dublin, Galway, Tullamore and Athlone, a large firm. They asked me if I would do a video because their women employees had set up a women's network, and they wanted to launch it this morning. So Julie, my daughter-in-law, came, Lisa, and she did a video with me. And we wished the Medtronic women good luck in their setting up of of a women's network in the video. And I thought, what a lovely start for them to International Women's Day. They're going to set up a network, and I'd say they'll have plenty of muscle. Yes, so go back to your question. Yes, I do think it is important that women have a day that they can say, yes, this is our special day. We are different. We are women.
Finally, I should ask you about your experience in cabinet. I mean, when you were around the cabinet table, was your voice, treated as equal to all the others, or were there those
now, that
who...
That was a very interesting thing. It's interesting that you brought it up. I served under two Taoiseach. There was Charlie Haughey initially, and then later on, there was Bertie Ahern. Now, when you were around the cabinet with Charlie Haughey, everyone got their say if you were talking sense, but if you were going on, rabbiting on and on, repeating what others had said, he had a very swift way of cutting you right off. But if you had something of interest to add to the debate about the memorandum, which was in front of the cabinet members at the time, yes, you got your say. I was two down from him. Bertie was to his left, and I was next to Bertie. So he used to incline his head. Yes, I cannot say but that I got to whatever I had of interest to say. But I was careful also not to be withering on and on, you know, about something which maybe wasn't very relevant or wasn't very important. But it's interesting that you should ask that, because I remember on one or two occasions when I was pursuing a very interesting memorandum, it would be about education, and I did Ray McSharry was the finance minister, and he said, and Taoiseach, this is about this memorandum from Minister for Education is about teachers, but they don't teach, he said in a kind of an incredulous note. And so Charlie Haughey said, teachers who don't teach, in an equally kind of a doubting tone. I could feel the red coming up my neck and face and all. So then he turned and he said, let's hear what Mary has to say. It was my memorandum before it was swiped by finance. But anyway, I explained it. It was about homeschool liaison teacher, a teacher who stepped in between maybe a child who wasn't going to school, who was being bold or in some way, and the home. And there never had been a homeschool liaison teacher. And this was in the teeth of the cutback in teachers. Oh, I could see two particular, and I see them in my mind's eye, I shan't say them, two particular members of cabinet sniggering and sort of to themselves and laughing. And they thought, aha, she's going to get it now. Oh, oh. So he listened away. And then he said, Taoiseach did. Sounds a very good idea to me. And could you set it up on an experimental basis? Could we do one in a city and one in a country area? So we did. And we set up the homeschool liaison arrangement.
So and they did
I
listen.
It's,
in spite of the sniggerers, the Taoiseach of the day did listen. Look, we'll have to leave it there, Mary, because we are running short on time. But thank you very much for joining us. Mary O'Rourke, regular on our Eason Book Club, if you remember, but also very eminent former cabinet minister and politician.